Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we're beginning a new series by Alto, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is episode one of Paramedic Notes from the Inside. No, ambulance does not spell taxi. Emergency medicine is extended periods of intense boredom, interrupted by occasional moments of sheer terror, joyful exuberance, heart-wrenching pain, and transcendent humanity. Beyond just finally sitting down and writing this series, by far the most difficult element has been making decisions over which story should go first, or which story should follow this one, or precede that one, etc. The choices are often more complicated than they may appear. All one needs to do to realize this is glance at the quote above under the title. When you are dealing with that wide a range of situations, the emotional tone of a piece is hugely relevant to the piece that came before, as well as the one that will come after it. Because who wants a weekly diet of repeating car accidents, heart attacks, mental health crisis calls, etc.? The solution? Taking a decidedly non-linear approach to the stories I'm telling in this space, like jumping from my time, for example, as a medic student, to working overseas, to training EMS researchers, then to my days in flight medicine. The goal being something different every week, not just the story, but the role, the location, and most importantly, the tone. Box 45. One of the most common questions I receive, even today, is around some of the strange, amusing, and completely inappropriate reasons that people will call for an ambulance. Commonly referred to in the EMS world as the non-essential call, paramedics in the field simply refer to it as a Box 45 call. Box 45, denoting the number of the checkbox on our call run sheet that we tick if we intend to charge extra billing for wasting our resources. While it was a rare occasion, I would occasionally do that, since emergency calls in Ontario are free to the public during an emergency. The answer to the question of how often do we get bogus calls is all the time. Now, having said that, the criteria we use to define an unnecessary call needs to be intentionally liberal. Because what may seem like a big fat waste of an ambulance ride to you and me may be experienced as nothing less than a monumental event in someone's life. Patience, restraint, empathy, and the willingness to view someone's current situation through their frame of reference are vital skills for anyone responding to medical emergencies. They are vastly more important skill sets than your stellar success rate at placing an external jugular IV or your impressive command of cardiac electrophysiology. So, on to a few specific calls that have left me shaking my head, laughing hysterically, or attempting to control some righteous anger. I'll begin by saying that glaring stupidity around what it is that an EMS vehicle is actually meant for can be a universal trait. It crosses the markers of age, education, gender, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, you name it, because stupid, unfortunately, doesn't discriminate. My tooth hurts. I have had this one, or a variation of it, more times than I care to recall. Getting dispatched at 3 a.m. for an emergency call where the chief complaint is dental pain tends to be a good indication that this may not be the most important call you will ever perform as a paramedic, especially after you obtain a history that tells you the pain has been constant for 3 weeks and your patient is now looking for pain medication. When you inquire why now, as opposed to any time in the last 3 weeks, the patient will often look at you with a straight face and say, "Because my Percocet ran out an hour ago." At which time the pointed question of why they felt the need to call an ambulance to renew their prescription will follow. The answer is almost worth waiting for. Because it's cheaper than a cab. Those are the scenarios that we will do everything in our power to ensure it won't be cheaper than a cab. Do I look like your babysitter? We had been dispatched on a Delta-level call, a 4 out of 5 for seriousness, which mandated utilizing lights and sirens to get to an address 20 minutes away in rush hour traffic. A 15-year-old girl, not breathing, was our update. To say that what you actually find when you arrive at a call differs somewhat from what you have been told on the way to said call would be a rather large understatement. In this case, yes, she was a 15-year-old girl, who was, in fact, breathing quite well. The crisis, however, was that she had locked herself in her bedroom. Why? Because she wasn't allowed to wear her half-shirt to school. And as Mom impatiently explained to us, she was late for a meeting at her law firm, goddammit. While Mom may have been the Marcia Clark of Toronto Legal Eagles, apparently she was not used to being told no. So, yes, it was with great pleasure that I solved that particular issue for her when I explained that no, we will not be babysitting Little Miss Temper Tantrum. Mom was not especially pleased and became almost crazy, unhinged, kind of angry, which I must admit I enjoyed with glee. And before you ask, no, I have no idea if or how Little Miss Half-Shirt ever came out of her bedroom, nor do I care. What do you take in your tea? There are calls that, why technically, they are a waste of critical care resources, they are not exactly non-essential either. Take Mrs. Wolseley, for instance, not her real name. A sweet, plump, 85-year-old British woman with an accent like the Queen and a vocabulary worse than a bar full of sailors. An interesting contrast, to say the least. Mrs. Wolseley's health was not great. She was a new-onset diabetic, suffered from congestive heart failure, and had several minor but chronic conditions. None of those things, however, were the reason she would call for an ambulance. Her complaints would range from a bad smell in her freezer to infected cat scratches she had endured at the paws of one of her several felines, as well as several other non-emergency scenarios. Anything that one couldn't prove easily nor cure quickly. That should give you a clue. As you may be realizing, her issues had zero to do with cat scratches or stinky freezers, but everything to do with being an 85-year-old woman who was aging, feeling anxious and scared, was socially isolated, and longing to feel some human interaction again, as her longtime friends were dying around her with increasing frequency. Hopefully, if you were a paramedic who was in the job for the right reasons, those were the times you would turn on the kettle, make her, your partner, and yourself a cup of tea, while politely letting your dispatcher know you will be available if needed, but will likely be at this address for the next half hour or so. Sipping tea and comparing nasty cuss words with a woman who today just needed a friend. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.